Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I texted with them last week because they had played a couple common opponents, so we had a couple texts back and forth. He's a great kid, man. He really is. I enjoyed my time with him. I'm not surprised by how he's playing. He's playing great. His progression was like mine, kind of where you just kind of first year you're getting your feet wet, second year you feel a little bit more confident. By the time the third year comes around, you're ready to play. I had my kind of moment in 07 against Dallas, where I came in when Brett got hurt and played well. He had kind of his moment against Philly in 22, where he came in, I got banged up, and he looked great. And I think that was kind of the message to the organization that this guy is ready to play. I felt like it in 07, and he probably felt like it in 22. So really happy for him. He's one of the real good guys in the league. I'm sure his leadership is continuing to grow over there. But I like the way he's playing. You know, he's super accurate. He's taking care of the football. He's being opportunistic, making great throws down the field and using his legs as well.
That was Aaron Rodgers talking about his relationship with Jordan Love. They texted about common opponents. I love that. Aaron Rodgers did, despite reports to the contrary, take Jordan Love under his wing. I believe Rodgers. And I believe him because Jordan Love was in his documentary, Enigma, and was singing his praises. Jordan Love did not have to do that. Also, LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, also talked about Rodgers' leadership and how he took Jordan Love under his wing. And if you watched that Penguins game the other night, I'm sure you all did, even though there are only 13,000 people in the building, you saw Aaron Rodgers at the game, drinking a Dasani, wearing a Penguins jersey, yucking it up with Brett Kiesel, yucking it up with his offensive lineman, but also yucking it up with Will Howard. Taking that young quarterback under his tutelage. This leads us to a report yesterday from Jeremy Fowler, formerly of this parish. He, of course, a big-time insider now for ESPN. A very cool guy, Jeremy Fowler. He wrote, "The Steelers will scour the draft market for the quarterback of the future for sure. They're already doing so. But if you ask people with the team whether they'd entertain the notion of Rodgers in the black and gold in 2026, the answer would be a resounding yes. He has maintained his elite ability to throw the football." Well, that much is undoubtable. Aaron Rodgers was as spry as we've seen him this year against the Cincinnati Bengals. He is on pace to throw more touchdowns this year than any Steelers quarterback in the history of the franchise. Aaron Rodgers is playing at an elite level. Aaron Rodgers has a quarterback rating of 105. He's third in the NFL in touchdown passes. He's the only quarterback in the NFL this season to have multiple games of 4+ touchdown passes. He's been a stud. I thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. I don't see a single downside about bringing that guy back next year. He's the best quarterback they've had since 2018, Ben Roethlisberger, when Ben did set the Steelers' single-season touchdown pass record with 34, and he was elite. He's also a leader. Listen to the way Broderick Jones talks about him. Listen to the way Will Howard talks about him. If the Steelers want to draft the quarterback of the future in the 2026 draft that's going to be held here in Pittsburgh, great. Let him sit behind Aaron Rodgers. Patrick Mahomes sat. That worked out well for him. No. Tom Brady sat. That turned out okay. Draft your quarterback of the future if you so choose, and let Rodgers be the leader. Ben Kindle, Harrison Brunick. Some have made the argument, don't have them up here the entire year. Can they handle the rigors of an 82-game NHL season? My counter-argument to that would be, do you want them playing against boys or do you want them playing against men? And don't you want them learning from Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson? I do. They can learn more, absorb more from those guys than they could possibly learn getting coached by minor league coaches and playing against boys. I'm not sure that the Steelers will take a quarterback in the 2026 draft any longer because, all the guys we thought would be good have been bad. But if you do draft a guy, who better than Aaron Rodgers to teach that guy how to play the position? And if you don't draft a quarterback, who in the frig is going to play quarterback for you next year? Tua Tagovailoa? No thanks. Here are some of the free agent quarterbacks at the end of the year. Jake Browning? No. Sam Howell? No. Tommy DeVito, Skylar Thompson, Gardner Minshew, Teddy Bridgewater, Kyle Allen, Malik Willis, Carson Wentz, Josh Allen, Brandon Allen, Trey Lance, Case Keenum, Mitch Trubisky, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, hey, maybe, Zach Wilson, Tyrod Taylor, Marcus Mariota, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones. I don't want any of those guys. And I don't think that Daniel Jones will wind up being a free agent. So any way you slice it, why wouldn't you want Aaron Rodgers to come back next year? He can either be the mentor, perhaps Will Howard is the only mentee, or perhaps it's a rookie quarterback. And if you don't draft a guy, who are you going to bring in that's going to be better? Is Kyler Murray going to be available? Would he even be better? I don't think so. You don't sign Aaron Rodgers to a contract extension today because the Steelers don't do that. And Russell Wilson had a great six-game start to his Steelers career last year. I'll pump ponies tires. He brought up those statistics yesterday, and he played a clip from KDKA where he and Will Graves were talking about how good Russ was and how they wanted him back the following year. So you don't sign a guy midseason. But if he stays healthy and he continues to play this way, even if his play takes a little bit of a dip, I can't think of a single reason why I wouldn't want Rodgers back next year. How about you? 412-928-9370. Harry, you made a face at me earlier.
You said undoubtable, and I've never heard that word before.
It came out of my mouth, and it didn't sound right to me either.
I think you meant undoubtedly, perhaps.
It's hard to say, but guess what, Marconi? Any criticism I get today, you get today, just rolls right off our award-winning backs. Tom in Brentwood first up. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. That was a bunch of has-beens and never was it you just named it are going to be available next year.
I mean, holy cow, Tom.
but you know what? Something always pops up. There'll be a surprise. Someone will be just disenchanted with their contract or something.
Maybe they could get Justin Fields back, Tom. I don't think their owner wants him around much longer.
No, the only point I wanted to make is, and Tom, he isn't going nowhere. We know that. But, again, we also know that if he were to go, hypothetically, then Rodgers definitely would not come back.
Well, there's something that you're sort of circling around there, Tom, kind of like a shark, and I appreciate the call. Appreciate all our calls today and all our listeners because you have made us an award-winning radio station. Arthur Smith could absolutely leave. Tomlin will be here next year. Tomlin will be here until he doesn't want to be here. Tomlin's a damn Supreme Court justice. But Arthur Smith, the way things are going, he got interviewed for head coaching jobs last year. He's been better. They've been better this year. He might not be back next season. Look at Russell Wilson. He stunk. Got benched for a rook. Look at Justin Fields. His owner saying that he can't complete a pass. They made the playoffs with those guys last year. That reflects very well on Arthur Smith. If this keeps up, he's going to be gone. And if he's gone, does Rodgers not want to come back? I think that's an interesting question. Let's go to Johnny and Farrell. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, what's going on, Adam? First time I ever talked to you, bro.
What up, man?
Hey. So you talked about the Penguins. Like, when should we get excited?
Yeah.
Well, if we keep doing what I'm seeing, and did we go against the grain with keeping them young guys, bringing them up here? Because what I'm seeing is, I'm seeing hits go all the way through the board. Boom. I'm seeing fancy puck paneling by these youngins and real physical play in front of the net. So here's what I did. I said, well, let me look at the right wings. Dude, our wingers are huge.
Huge.
They average like 6'2 to 6'4 and 214, 15 pounds.
The Malkin Brazo Mantha line is, it's huge. Mammoth. I mean, those guys are huge.
You can't, dude, this is, they're going to have like a skilled Legion of Doom team going on here, bruh.
Well, and here's the other thing, and I appreciate the call because we're going to keep it Steelers, Johnny, and call back anytime. We'd love to talk to you. I think you're going to see the young guys, if they're kept up here, like Brunick and Kindle, they're going to get sat down on the bench. They're going to go to the press box from time to time just to keep them fresh because they're 19 and 18 years old, respectively. That means guys are going to get fluxed in and out of the lineup, which means competition, which means they're going to be banging bodies. You're going to get the requisite effort from them every night. I think the system that they play with Dan Muse, particularly in front of the net front, is something we haven't seen in years. And if you've got eight defensemen that you're cycling through and you've got 15 forwards that you're cycling through, when those guys are in there, they're itching to make their mark. And so I do think you've seen some more physicality, and my expectation is that continues. We'll get to Pat Bostic coming up in a couple of moments, but we'll take one more call on this. Reese in the Hill District, hello.
Congratulations on the Marconi success.
Thank you, Reese. It was a team effort led mostly by Callis.
No doubt. But I'm going to say this. So, two things. If we keep Rodgers, my split theory is you go draft a wide receiver in the first round. And also, if you keep Rodgers, that means he's very happy, and he knows it's possible to get success to end his career on a good note.
You know what, man? Just listening to Rodgers speak yesterday, I think if they drafted a quarterback in the first round next year and Rodgers remained the quarterback, I think he'd handle it well. But you don't need to, because this crop ain't what we thought it would be. Someone just texted in, how about Mendoza from Indiana? He ain't going to be around. He's not. So
I'm not. Will Howard is the future.
I don't, but if you feel that way, I can't shout you down because I don't know. My educated guess is he won't be. But he's soaking up Rodgers like a sponge this season. I want Rodgers back. I can't think of the argument why you wouldn't want him back. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I think I've covered all the bases, but maybe I haven't. So we bring in our quarterback expert, our great friend, and a big reason for the Marconi Award, Matthew Bostic, next. His Panther Insider Show is the number one show on Saturday mornings. How about them apples? We'll get his opinion on Rodgers and Howard. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And more.
Well, the ball came off good. I felt like I was trying to get to my spot. The best throw of my life is the 2015 Hail Mary, because although that one didn't go as far, it went way the hell higher. Almost hit the Raptors up there in Ford Field. But the ball came off good. I thought we had a chance. You know, I think we need to be a little tighter in some of those end-of-game situations, because I'm trying to throw the ball 2 yards deep in the end zone on the numbers on that play, and we weren't all in the right spot at the right time. So we got to have everybody on the same page in those crunch time situations. You might only get one or two times a season.
Aaron Rodgers throwing a little shade at his guys for not being in the right spot on the Hail Mary that he threw 70 yards in the air. Football Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. That right there is why I want this guy back. A, because he threw it 70 yards in the air. He said he wanted his guys on the hash, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Not only did he throw it 70 yards in the air, Pat Bostic, he put it exactly where he wanted it to be. He is a freak when it comes to attention to detail. And I actually think when he brings these things to the forefront publicly, it's a leadership thing. So whether it's Will Howard as his backup next year or some quarterback that they draft or whomever, I want this guy wrapping his arm around him and teaching him the ropes. Hello, by the way.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted him back since June.
Yes, you have.
Showed up here. So watched him play last year, watched it back. He's exceeded certainly that level of play this year with a better supporting cast for sure. Seems healthier than he was last year, seems more engaged, seems to love it here, and is playing at a really freaking high level.
Yes,
I mean, he's on pace to throw 40 touchdowns. I know that. I heard that a lot yesterday. That's crazy, man. I mean, think about that. Ben, what his top was 34?
Yeah.
He's going to the Penguin games. He's reciting the names and tenures of Letang and Malkin and Crosby. This dude just seems all in, and I don't think there's anything fake about it.
I agree.
I think, barring injury, he is he's a Steeler in 26, and I think they're going to – obviously, last Thursday was disappointing, but those things happen, and it wasn't the offense's – it wasn't his unit's fault or his fault, per se. The one pick was virtually a punt. However, man, he – this offense is doing things that it hadn't done in a long time, and they're still not – full strength. I don't think they're operating at 100% efficiency right now.
I'm with you.
And when they do, they've got a chance to unlock some potential that hasn't been there.
Rodgers, at the end of last season, moved around a lot better than he did at the beginning. That is a fact. There are analytics that would even back that up that I forget, so I can only reference them the way that I just referenced them. But we saw him move better against Cincinnati, and I realize their pass rush is awful, than we have all year. And he looked like old Rodgers. Like, it wasn't like, oh, he moves well for an old man. No, he's moving around well, and the arm hasn't lost
anything. The touchdown to Freiermuth is probably a better throw than the 70-yard Hail Mary.
I mean, kidding me?
Move to your left, reset, throw it through traffic, through a thimble.
Laser beam.
I mean, he's I still think, I said this for a while, I think he's a top five passer in the NFL when it comes to just purely throwing the ball. And he has vaulted up the leaderboard when it comes to all the other things that had fallen off a little bit, both pre and then post injury. You bring up a really good point about Arthur Smith, though. You know, but if I'm Arthur Smith too, I'm going to be really picky this time about where I go. I ain't taking the Miami job right now. I'm not taking
Tennessee.
Although he's from Memphis and has ties to that area.
Ownership loves him, gets along great.
Certainly, but you know, there's reason to have some doubt about Cam Ward, just some of the stuff you're seeing. He's not showing he shows the flash, but he doesn't show the consistent flash that Caleb Williams did.
Let me ask you this one, just while we're on it. If Daboll gets fired, would you go coach Jackson Dart in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kid is special. And I've felt that for a while. However, you know, Arthur Smith's in a really good spot. And if they get close, I could see, again, barring a unicorn opportunity like that one, you know, the Giants with a ready-made star at quarterback, I think they run it back. I think they run it back and add a couple pieces this offseason. You know, go in the draft with that in mind, not necessarily rebuilding in mind or quarterback per se in mind, unless it's, you know, the perfect setup. And next year they got, you know, quite the runway. So,
and it would give them the opportunity to that point to not draft one just to draft one.
Right. You can be picky.
Yes.
You can be picky. You can be selective. You can have options and scenarios in mind based on what happens before you. Because right now they're still in the driver's seat in the division. They're one of the better offenses in the AFC. It's their highly paid defense that needs to truly carry its weight. And they're not even carrying, in the games they've lost, they're not even carrying, you know, an average defense's weight.
No.
So now they've been elite in some circumstances where they've gotten leads, but that's been their MO, is they're front runners when it comes to how they play. But when they're in a dogfight, and there have been games that they've won that are low scoring and you give them credit for it, but when you're in a dogfight lately, that the run defense has been porous, and you know they've let Jamar Chase have 23 targets and 16 catches, which I just can't fathom how you allow that to happen. Regardless, I mean, you got a quarterback in a second game. They're not doing anything abnormal offensively. It's not like they're lining him up in the backfield, putting him at quarterback, motioning him out. You know, he was one-on-one backside. He was in the slot. I mean, he was in pretty standard positions.
I'm not going to pretend to be this X's and O's expert or anything like that, but generally you can take one thing away.
If you're a good defense, you can make a team do something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's the degree to which they can do that successfully that will determine whether or not you have to pivot. And the Steelers never did that, and they couldn't stop the run. The problem was they couldn't stop the run in a too high shell doubling it against Chase Brown. And I know that, you know, Tomlin said there were a couple big runs. There were. But there were some chunk runs, too.
Oh, my God. There was 9, 7, 8. Every time that Chase Brown carried the rock, it was a positive play.
Yeah, I just, going back to the original part of this conversation, I feel like the Steelers have a chance to win every game they play with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and they can win it different ways. I did not feel that about Russ. I did not feel that about Justin Fields. I did not feel that about Kenny. Aaron gives you a different level of confidence that when he's out there, A, he's not going to do things that lose the game because he can be a swashbuckling gunslinger, but he knows when to do it.
Yep.
And, you know, save for a couple scenarios, he's making the right decision, keeping him out of bad and D&Ds, not taking sacks, and he's making up for some stuff. They've done a great job schematically kind of covering up some of their blemishes, using concealer on some of their issues. I mean, they're giving a lot of help to those tackles, and they should. That's smart, and it's working.
You ever use concealer, Pat?
I think back in the day, it was like an acne cream that had a little bit of a tint to it.
Yeah,
me too.
It
looked terrible, though. I mean, it was like someone put a piece of clay on your face.
Yeah, but it was better than the pizza face, which I had.
That was a tough run, man.
Oh, buddy. My poor daughters. My daughter's got porcelain skin, and I hope she does not wind up with my skin. I hope she winds up with my wife's.
So do my boys.
Yeah.
So it's a, hey, but that's adolescence, man.
It is.
You got to embrace it.
I had the worst awkward stage of all time.
Did you?
Some would argue that I haven't come out of it.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. I had hair down to my shoulders. I had our lunchroom monitor, Mr. Diallo, who he compared my haircut to that of the Darth Vader helmet, and he wasn't wrong. But the problem was I was afraid to cut my hair because under my Zooey Deschanel-esque bangs was a mountain of zit.
Oh, so you had...
Oh, it wasn't awful all the time on my face. Under the hair. If I got it cut to like my haircut
so
now.
I'm no dermatologist. Do you think that having the bangs just resting there all 100%. Day probably contributed to 100%, the acne? 100%,
but I was afraid of cutting it because I didn't want to reveal the acne to the people. Because people,
do
kids,
it on like a Friday.
You got to do it in the summertime is what you got to do.
Yeah.
When you ain't going to see anybody.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So you come back and people are like, oh, wow, look at Crowley. He looks like a presentable
PTSD
adult.
About, you know, that just for you, on your behalf.
Harry, did you have any acne in high school?
Yeah. Football and wrestling didn't really help with that.
You're right.
Yeah. The helmet.
Stuff on the skin. Baseball season, I'd clear up. I needed no medication because there's not as much stuff present.
You know, I took the Accutane, which I guess could kill you.
Accutane?
Accutane was bad for your heart, I suppose.
I did want to ask, though, do you still have hair insecurities enough that that's why you wear the hats every morning?
No, it drives my wife nuts, but I don't like driving in here with the wet hair.
You got great hair.
Thank you.
You got great hair. I mean, it's come a long way.
It's a very nice
you got great
thing
hair
to say.
The worst callus for football was the chin strap.
Mm-hmm.
The chin I mean.
My forehead was off.
Yeah.
My chin was no good.
I feel like the nowadays they wash the inside of the helmet. I don't know if you know that. Like the helmets nowadays most have like cloth or some sort of material inside of them. It's not just the pad. So they take those out periodically and wash them.
Oh, that's nice.
So, A, when it gets cold out, like it is today, you know, putting your helmet on a day like today or a colder day was the worst.
It's still damp.
And it's not just damp, it's rock hard inside.
Have you ever worn a football helmet?
For a bit, yeah.
It's probably one of the little kiddie ones with like, just like
he's just Velcro questions foam like he's played
in there.
Football before.
I was always staggered by how heavy they are. And how people have change of direction whenever, basically, I'd weeble and wobble.
Weeble and wobble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, we're going way back in time. The acne, football helmet acne.
Chin strap.
And Zooey Deschanel bangs.
The worst is that I didn't have, like, armpit hair until I was 17.
And now
I looked like a creature.
And now you got hair everywhere.
Everywhere.
You're a hairy man?
Sure am.
And we got a hairy callus.
Hi.
Will Howard returned to practice yesterday, which begs an obvious question. I will ask it of one Pat Ball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Bostic. Great point by Pat Bostic there during the break. The lovely Rochelle, Doran's lady, going to give birth today to a baby. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I think we need to predict the length. I think we need to predict the weight. Yeah. I think we need to predict the gender. And then the loser has to buy like a month's worth of diapers or something.
We should do the diapers anyway.
Yeah, that'd be good friendship.
You know what you said was very redundant.
What do you mean?
Going to give birth today to a baby. Like giving birth to what else? What else would the would Rochelle give birth to?
Well, when Callus came out, you think they thought he was a baby?
No,
I'm not a part of their family, and they would be normal in this hypothetical. B, how dare you?
When they say, oh my God, it's a grown man.
Harry came out in a minivan. He's driving a minivan out of his mom.
Oh, it's like
no, because when my baby, when Nora came out, and she turned 6 today. Happy birthday, Nora. We love you. She was
shaped like an elephant or something?
No, she was purple, and she was cone-headed. And I thought, holy sweet God, what is this thing? And the doc goes, because she was a surprise. We didn't know what gender she was going to be. Doc goes, would you like to tell your wife the gender of the baby? I said, I don't know. Is it from this earth?
Oh, man.
Conehead.
Conehead and purple?
Purple.
Yeah.
And they put her under the light or whatever, yeah, and she unpurplified.
Was she in NICU at all?
She was not, thank God.
Our Trey was in NICU.
Me
he
too.
He just turned 9. Yeah, that's tough. He was jaundiced and stuff.
Yeah.
And, had to put him in that little, you know, incubator and stuff like that. Callus came out in a minivan. Reminds me, you ever watch Family Guy?
Yes.
When Joe Swanson's had the kid that comes out with a wheelchair. Here comes Callus out in the minivan.
Callus, hello, mother. Would you like to play Jenga?
I actually frightened my parents when I was born.
Oh, yeah?
Shocking.
Well, no, because I wasn't breathing.
Oh,
oh gosh.
Yeah, and I had to go to the NICU because my mom was under this anesthesia, and she was like half listening to the doctor, and she turned to my dad. She's like, what did he just say? My dad was like, oh, our son's being rushed to the emergency.
It all turned out okay. So, however, I would say that probably the lack of oxygen early can explain a lack of college football knowledge.
Wow. You want to know, as parents that have both been through this process, and Doran's going to go through it for the fourth time, right? It is the most, and people can relate driving around listening to our award-winning station right now.
Damn right.
That I don't think there's a moment in your life that has a bigger, a more complex confluence of emotion. Excitement, for the first one, fear, sad, but also elated, like crying but happy.
Yes. These all describe me when I lost my virginity, by the way, but do go ahead
on a daily basis. And then just like this little person is your, like they're a little you
for in one moment you don't know them, in the next moment they're the most important thing in your entire life.
So did the doctor, or it may not have happened right away since you had a purple cone head. Did they say right away that, like, hey, they look like you, or they look like...
Not at all. Not at all.
So originally, they were like, oh, he looks just like you. And I looked over at my wife, and I wondered if she was like, damn it.
Crap. Shoot.
Screwed.
That's always a good feeling, though, as dad.
It is. When it looks it like vacillates, you. It vacillates, and it's amazing what people will say. Half the people think they look like you. Half think they look like your bride. Now Doran's boys. Now there's you can see some Rochelle in a few of them.
Absolutely.
I think, man, I don't want to get to the predictions too soon, but I think they're gonna have a boy.
Well, here's a text: 9-pound, 13-ounce girl. If I understand what you're doing there. If you're 9 pounds, 13 ounces, you're 10 pounds. Okay,
it's true. There's no 13th ounce.
No, there's not. We were supposed to talk about Will Howard, and we will. But Doran's having a baby.
We will talk
today.
About Will Howard.
Yeah, sure. All right, let's make our predictions real quick while we're on it.
Okay.
I think the thing's going to be a moose.
The thing is going. I keep calling babies things.
I think this baby's coming out. It's going to be a girl, and it's going to be 11 pounds.
You said it's going to be a girl.
And 11 pounds, yeah.
Wouldn't you describe a person as a she then if you were going to say?
I think she'll be a girl.
You're just using the
your prediction.
And the animals.
Make your prediction, Harry.
Are we doing pounds and sex?
Yes.
9.5 pounds, and it will be of the female variety.
Pat's over there crunching numbers.
I am.
He's looking at film.
No,
he's
I'm looking at
he's looking at Jax and Jet. and Jace. You're projecting ahead.
I'm looking at Doran's stats from 2009, and I'm going to use that as the...
Look at you.
As what? I am. He was an All-American in 2009.
Oh, damn it. I'm an idiot. There's 16 ounces in a pound. I thought there were 12.
There you go. I went right along with it. So I think it's going to be 10 pounds, 8 ounces, the Ooh. Baby. I think it's going to be a boy. And I'm going to go with like 20 and a half on the length. I think they're having a boy. Length? I mean.
That's what you call it, Harry, the length. You don't call it height.
Yeah, they're generally laying down. Babies don't stand unless you were standing.
You can do it many different ways.
I think they're having a boy, man.
You're playing the odds there. I mean, just...
Doran's got his kids in a proverbial boot camp, you know, running hills. Can you imagine how much a girl would change him?
Oh, my God. Well, he's a big softy anyhow.
And now, I will say this. Pray for the first boy that tries to take that girl out.
Oh, my God.
Because they're going to show up to the Dickerson Haas, and he is going to play so many mind games with that kid because he don't care.
No.
He don't care. Like, I wouldn't say this in his company because it would give him too many – I'd be pumping him up too much. He's one of the few people I really never know what he's thinking. He can fool me.
Yes, me too.
He has a sick side to him, and I love it. I love it. It's not bad.
That first boy that shows up, he's gonna be wearing a Michael Myers mask.
He's
gonna get poked. He's gonna get noogied.
You know what he may do? He may just walk out with his shirt off.
Oh yeah.
Get a pump in. Mm-hmm. Just come right out, and like, all right, so let's go in the back.
You want to take my daughter to prom?
Yeah, fight me.
Get me on the ground.
You got to fight me first. And he'll look at him dead in the eye and he'll say, you got to fight me first.
Or they'll do pool Olympics or something. They'll put bricks in his shoes and say, if you can swim out of this pool, you get to take my daughter. Here you go.
Texter writes in, you guys have kids and you're guessing these ridiculous weights. Baby won't be over 8 pounds. My daughter was 9 pounds.
I was 9 pounds out of the gate. Somebody that was 10 pounds.
You know, it's sad to admit, I forget.
I'm not great with it either. I know my daughter was born at 551.
Yeah, both my boys were relatively early. Trey was really early. So they didn't have a chance to, you know, their gestational age was young.
Yes.
This one's gone to the end of the fourth quarter.
Oh, it's fourth quarter.
We're near an overtime here.
Sweet Caroline was playing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. It's going to be a boy, though. It's going to be a big boy. If it's a girl, God help that young man that comes to take her to a date. There's some people in South Fayette right now that just had young boys that are like quivering because they're like, oh boy, my son might take the Dickerson girl to prom.
We got, and by we, I mean me, I got absolutely lambasted on the text line here for not knowing how many ounces are in a pound. I'm getting absolutely shredded here. I just destroyed.
16 ounces in a pound.
You know what? I blame what we got going on over here. Do they do pounds in overseas?
Kilograms, I think.
I think they do kilograms. Much easier to figure out.
Not really. I think you're making a horrible excuse. Now, I went along with you, which is a mistake. I should never, Callis, you got to help me. I should never co-sign with him on anything.
No, you shouldn't, especially math related.
Because Crowley will sound really confident, and then he'll be like, oh, wait, and then he'll be wrong. And that happens 96% of the time. That's a stat that I've been keeping track of.
Baby Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. We have blown right through Bill Hillgrove, but Bill Hillgrove has not called in, so I don't feel terrible about it. We'll let Bill get his Z's.
He did call in.
Oh,
he's waiting for us.
Is he really?
Say hi, Bill.
Oh, damn it, Bill. I'm sorry.
What?
Bill, Bart, how are you?
Bill, this attention to detail is exactly why our station won a Marconi Award.
Hey, congrats to you and also to SPAC and PJ and everybody involved.
I mean, you got a big part of this. I mean, you're the play-by-play man. We're the flagship station for the University of Pittsburgh. Without you, Bill, and your credibility and your Hall of Fame ability, we don't do this. So thank you, Bill.
That's just like I wrote it. Thank you, Adam.
Bill, can we do something terrible to you? Can we bring you back at 8 o'clock? Is that possible?
Yeah.
All right. Bill, I'm sorry to make you wait. We're going to come back.
It's all right.
We'll talk to Billy Hilly coming up at 8. Pitt, NC State this weekend at Acrisure Stadium. We've also forgotten about the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We got carried away with the baby stuff. Got carried away. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 52, low of 42, 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 52, low of 39, overcast. Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.